Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
It's your final hour here. Final hour. Christian Arcand Show, WEEI, live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. It's nice to have you with us here tonight on this Tuesday, the 18th of November. And along with Boston, we're coming to you live up in Portland and Saco, Upper Valley, Keene, Brattleboro, Springfield, Worcester, Providence, Cape Cod, and the islands. And if you're not in any of those places, don't forget you can stream WEEI and the Christian Arcand Show anytime you want on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. And you can listen to the Arcand podcast on Apple, Spotify, and wherever it is that you get your podcast. That was Mark Schlereth on WEEI Afternoons. And you may have missed this, but in the crossover today, did you hear this, Joe? Andy called me his radio mentor.
I did hear that, and I thought, what an odd choice.
Really? I was,
nothing against you.
It's nice to hear it, I guess, but I was surprised that he said that, because he goes, oh, and my radio mentor. And I was like, oh, who's his radio mentor? I thought he was going to say, like, Dale Arnold or something. Like, I didn't think he was going to say me. And he goes, Christian Arcand. I was like, me? I burst out laughing. So my mentee there, Andy Hart, asking the question. And I do think that if I am indeed his mentor, I failed him in one very specific regard. Andy, you got to stop breathing so loud while the guy's answering the question. You just got to stop. It's just in the background during the whole answer. I think it was him. Could have been Fitzy, I guess. But it sounded like Andy. That sounded like Andy breathing. I worked with Andy for one book's worth of shows. And, you know, when you work with people, you pick up on their little things. I never noticed that before, but I definitely noticed it during that answer. Got to regulate the breathing there. Regulate the breathing. It's not as easy as it looks to sit in this chair. Anyway, what Schlereth had to say there, I thought was very good. It was a good question and a good answer. He says the Patriots are the best team in the AFC because of their offense. The Broncos' defense would be the counterpoint. It's an offensive league. He's right about that. The team with the better offense is the team that you kind of have to look to. And when that's the case, the team with the better quarterback is generally going to be the team that you give the nod to, whether it's fair or not. And it doesn't always end up going that way. The better quarterback didn't win last year, that's for sure. But usually that's how the line gets made. That's how the public sort of looks at these matchups. It's quarterback, head coach, everything else after that. Defense is, you know, right up there too, obviously. But in this world we're living in right now, that's kind of where it starts. Patriots, the best team in the AFC. I think that's true. I think they are the best team in the AFC right now. They're playing the best right now. I think that they're playing better than the Broncos. The Broncos are winning games too. But if you're asking me who's playing better football, I think the Patriots are. DVOA would disagree with me, but I don't understand how to calculate DVOA, so screw DVOA. It has the Patriots in the negative. How's that possible? How can they possibly be negative DVOA with this win streak that they're on right now, with wins over Buffalo and Tampa Bay? I'm sorry, I don't buy that. They've had so many great plays in that span, too. Big-time downfield bomb passes, home run, 69-yard runs from their running back, like great diving interceptions, one-handed intercept. You're telling me that doesn't register in DVOA? I just don't understand. I don't understand it then. Makes me think less of the stat, even though I don't get it in the first place. Now I don't get it, and I don't understand it. It's like in 40-year-old virgin. I don't understand what you're saying, so I'm going to assume that's disrespect. Basically what I'm doing here. Mark Schlereth also had this to say about Drake May and how he hasn't really faced any adversity so far this year, and how if he wants to make a deep run in the playoffs, that's something that needs to happen.
You know, sometimes those things are always good, you know, just to walk out and just get it handed to you. Sometimes is the best lesson you learn in those situations. I always say when things are going really well, you know, you get coached, but sometimes you don't receive the message as strongly as you need to. And when you're having that kind of streak, you know, the coach will say, hey, man, we play a good team. We're not going to get away with this mistake, and we're not going to get away with this. And then you just keep getting away with those mistakes, and you're like, oh, yeah, okay. And then all of a sudden it hits you. And you'd much rather have it hit you in the regular season than going, what, 18-0 before you got to the Super Bowl and losing that one? I'd rather learn that valuable lesson, and I tend to learn that lesson a little bit better after a good old-fashioned ass-whooping.
Good stuff there from him. And I think on some level he's kind of right about Drake May and the adversity. He's kind of right about that. But I also think that last season, was plenty of adversity. That was enough adversity for an entire career if you want to get into it. That was about as, like, you've seen other quarterbacks and other teams get set up to fail in various settings and situations. Sometimes the player's not good enough to succeed. Sometimes the player's, you know, good, but the situation they're in is just not good. And they're set up to fail. They don't have anyone to throw to. The offensive line's a sieve, and they're getting sacked a million times. Whatever it may be, you got an offensive coordinator, doesn't know how to use you. Head coach doesn't like you because they wanted to draft somebody out. Whatever the hell it is, who knows? There's all sorts of different things that can arise. But for Drake May, he was drafted onto a team that had a rookie head coach, a rookie offensive coordinator. Neither one of those two guys had ever even done that job before. It's not like you got some retread or someone who had a little bit of experience in that role. Neither one of them did. And you also had about as bad of an offensive line as maybe I've ever seen, with that line last year, and an offensive cachet there, an offensive arsenal of weapons that was dreadful. I mean, it was about as bad of a situation as I can remember for a Patriots quarterback to be walking into. And I don't know if you can even really, like, you know, some of the guys that the Jets have drafted over the years, Zach Wilson, I don't think Zach Wilson was going to be good no matter what team he went to, but Zach Wilson gets drafted to this Jets team, and that was before they had Gardner and Wilson and Breece Hall and all them. Like, that was pretty tough. There's not much chance of him doing anything there. And there's other situations like that, but I'd say for Drake May and the pay, that right there, that was plenty of adversity. Now, it was last year. This year, they're actually experiencing some success, and you're not getting much in terms of pushback. That's true. That's fair. But he's also getting sacked an awful lot. They're not super strong in the red zone. He is making some bad mistakes. They've not come back to bite him quite yet. But in that Pittsburgh game, he had a couple turnovers. Ramondre Stevenson was the main culprit of that. But there was a little bit of adversity there. I don't think that Drake May has had a super easy time every single game. He doesn't even have a 300-yard game yet. He's completing passes at a very, very high rate. He's completing 72% of his passes. That's incredible. No question. But I don't think he's doing that because it's just so easy for him. He's throwing in the face of pressure, and he's getting hit a good amount. He's getting sacked a lot. He is making mistakes. What I think Schlereth is trying to say is that usually when that happens to a quarterback, it's, you know, not fool's gold here, not to borrow a quote from Cam Newton, but usually when that happens, when that's sort of the track that you're on, you have a lot harder of a time than Drake May's having. Almost like, you know, almost like it's a little bit of luck going on here. Not that this is all luck or there's some luck.
It has fool's gold.
Unnecessary, Joe. But, yeah, I mean, I think that fool's gold is a little strong, but I think that's kind of what Schlereth is getting at. You know, usually you go through all this, you get sacked all this much, you can't score in the red zone, you're making some bad decisions when you get down there too. usually that's not part of an 8-game win streak. It's just not, you know, like that's not the way those things go.
Check this out, though. First of all, you're throwing too many big words at me. Okay, now, because I don't understand them, I'm going to take them as disrespect.
That was a great, great scene. Kevin Hart, right? It's Kevin Hart. 617-779-7900.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
83.7. Johnny's in Brooklyn. Hey, Johnny. That's how I feel about DVOA, what Kevin Hart just said. Go ahead, Johnny.
Arkan, thanks for taking the call, man. I totally agree with you about the Patriots looking like the best team in the AFC currently. You got Josh Allen making some terrible passes, their defense giving up tons of points. The team that I want to ask you about is the Ravens, because mm-hmm. half of their season has been played without Lamar, and I know him in the playoffs seems like a team we could beat, but I do wonder, do you think they're the team to be concerned with, or who do you think we should worry about? And thanks for taking the call.
You got it, Johnny. Thanks for checking in. I don't want to see the Ravens, but I'd rather see them than the Chiefs. If the Chiefs don't make it, then that obviously changes the conversation a lot. Vegas likes the Ravens better than you. Vegas likes the Ravens, the Chiefs, the Colts, the Bills, and the Broncos better than you, Patriots, in terms of Super Bowl odds. Now, that doesn't always mean everything. That's more of a look into the future than what they actually think of you right now. But they base that off of how things are going, and I just think that's strange. I think it's very, very strange that they're still on the outside of the top 10 looking in when it comes to odds to win the Super Bowl. This team that has really come together and gelled very quickly. And while there is some hesitancy, it seems like, on the part of the markets and the bettors and the sharps and all these people, you would think that just... while those people do have a big say in all these things, money starts coming in on the Patriots, and all any passive fan at a sports book or with a betting app has to do is just look and see their record and say, oh, wow, 9-2, and they're plus 1,800 or whatever they are. That seems like pretty good odds. Yeah, I'll lock that one in. You would think they would move up just from that. You would think that would be enough. Money comes in, that moves the line, that moves the odds, and their odds have moved, but so is everyone else's. Everyone else is kind of moving around, too. Bears went up a lot. The Jaguars went up a little bit. These teams aren't going to win the Super Bowl, but their odds got better. The Patriots' odds did get better, but they didn't get better than Green Bay. They didn't get better than Denver, Baltimore, Seattle, who lost this past weekend. And it's not like there's some team, right? Sam Darnold and that team, what have they won that has everybody all worked up about it? Ravens have gone there. They've made deep playoff runs before, at least, in recent iterations. The Broncos ahead of you, I'd imagine the Broncos and the Patriots, wherever they are, they'd be close to each other. I just didn't think it'd be down at the bottom of the top 10, while the Chiefs are still plus 1,000, tied with the Colts. Buffalo is now the main team in the AFC, which that I kind of understand. You got an MVP there. Baltimore, you got an MVP there too. People will put money down on the MVP and assume that if the Chiefs aren't there, it's going to be their big opportunity for those teams to do it. But like I said the other day, I don't think that opens the door for those teams because they're not playing great right now. I think that opens the door for these young bucks, for these up-and-comers. And that puts them in a position where they can sort of establish something here, plant their flag a little bit, and show these other teams, hey, guys, your window's closed. Buffalo, you had your chance. You blew it. Baltimore, you had your chance too. You guys couldn't get past Kansas City, and now it's our turn. And maybe I'm being naive. There's still 6 games left to go here. And maybe I'm being naive in assuming that the Patriots or the Colts or the Broncos or any of these teams can keep it up all year and into the playoffs. But something just tells me that Buffalo and Baltimore has been weak this year because Jackson's been hurt and Jackson gets hurt a lot. I wouldn't be shocked if he doesn't go back down again. He almost missed his last game, didn't he? Like, you know, one or two more weeks of him being out, and that team's out of the playoff picture too. Buffalo, sure. Buffalo's probably not going anywhere. But Buffalo's defense isn't that good, and when Josh Allen isn't scoring 6 touchdowns, that team's not really all that dominant. And Josh Allen's not going to go out there and score 6 touchdowns every week. He just isn't. That was ridiculous, though. I want watching that, I was like, man, Drake May, they should run him down in the end zone more often. Because Josh Allen just, you know, just waltzes in there whenever he wants to. That last one, though, when he got up and screamed, I was like, okay. You may have awakened something in Josh Allen here. You may have awakened the beast. Yes, Joe.
It's kind of crazy how Allen started that game last Sunday with the I get what Johnny was saying about the really bad throw, like that two-hand chest pass was awful. But then he ends the game scoring his 6th touchdown, as you said, just let it all out.
6 touchdowns. 1 game. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That'll get you right back in the old MVP conversation, wouldn't you think? We've been talking a lot here about the Super Bowl odds. The MVP odds. The MVP odds have now shifted a little bit as well. Josh Allen climbing back up into it, but Drake May still at the top with Matthew Stafford. I think, depending on which book you look at it, DraftKings, Stafford's at 135, May's at 185, Allen at 475. FanDuel I just had up and then I lost it. Let me see here. FanDuel, usually they're pretty close. NFL season awards, MVP, basically the same. A little bit better. Stafford 135, May 175, Allen 450. Josh Allen's got to be thinking, I just scored 6 touchdowns and I'm still not in the top 2 here? Come on. I get that. It's not like he's been perfect this year. But it is interesting. As far as Drake May and the adversity that he's overcome, I said this earlier, but just to reiterate, he may not have faced that much adversity, but the Patriots as a team have. And that adversity has come in the form of 4 to 5 years of terrible drafts with a couple of good players, you know, here and there, a handful over that time. But some really, really bad drafts. Been down at the bottom in the NFL in terms of cash spending. They get those awful report cards every year where the players all just rip on all the facilities and the coaching and everything. No food, no nothing for the families, like just completely ripping the place. To the point now where the owners want to get rid of that survey, which I think is great. I hope that the Players Association fights that tooth and nail. Because whenever that thing comes out, that's at least 2 days worth of content for people like me. So I'm all for that NFLPA survey. And the fact that there's owners out there who are against it and fighting and don't like it tells you that it's working, right? Because they're embarrassed, and they should be. That should be the type of thing that gets put on blast. And these guys, these owners are all wealthy enough to take care of every single one of those gripes that these teams have. Sometimes you hire the wrong coach, fine. All right? Sometimes your strength and conditioning guy is an a-hole, and so then they get a bad grade there. But when they're ripping on the facilities, they're ripping on the food, they're ripping on the family stuff and all that, you know, it's just, it piles on top of itself. And that, I think, paints a much, much clearer picture. But even with all that, if you win, you can still attract talent. But what I've seen this year, in this offseason in particular, has got to be one of the most clear, ringing endorsements ever to going out there and really spending and really investing in your players and really investing in your roster. Because they did that this time around. And the last time they did it, they made the playoffs, which also just so happens to be the last time they made the playoffs.
You excited?
2021. Yes, Robert, I am. 2021, big spending spree, made the playoffs. 4 years of misery. Here we are back in 2025, big spending spree, and you're 9-2. Now, that's not always the way to get back into the mix, you know? Sometimes it's just a temporary bump. But either way, this year in particular, it's not just been, you hit on a couple of guys. You hit on basically everybody. Morgan Moses, Steph Diggs, Robert Spillane, Milton Williams, Carlton Davis. All right, not Carlton Davis, but that's basically the exception that proves the rule. You hit on everybody else. And Davis hasn't exactly been going out there costing you games. Has he been great? No. But he hasn't cost you games. Nothing's cost you games. You can't stop winning. And you're probably going to be 11-2 in a couple of weeks going into the bye week, which is ridiculous. So I would say, and I hope that that's one thing that gets gleaned from this, one lesson that gets learned from ownership and everybody else is that it's not a coincidence that the last two times that you were in the playoffs and now playoff bound, potentially with a first round bye here, if things keep going the way that they're going, were right after you spent a lot of money and made a big investment in the roster in the offseason. I hope that that's one lesson that gets learned here by everyone involved. It really should. There's no way to ignore it now. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Joe Braverman's going to get you caught up on what's trending, and when we come back, it's the Arcan Fire.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.